This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced Thursday they are establishing full diplomatic relations in a U.S.-brokered deal that required Israel to halt its contentious plan to annex occupied West Bank land sought by the Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election. Middle East analyst Uzi Rabi, in an AP interview, said there will likely be repercussions to this decision.
I think that the Palestinians are going to come up with kind of a real fury about that. But the answer of United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and others is that, hey, we just prevented Israel from annexation.
A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the deal amounts to treason and should be reversed. The agreement makes the UAE the third Arab country, after Egypt and Jordan, to have full diplomatic ties with Israel. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on Thursday called on all U.S. governors to mandate mask wearing to slow the spread of the coronavirus that has killed more than 166,000 people in the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Biden says he wants an immediate nationwide mask mandate.
The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months.
He says it's not about rights, it's about responsibilities as Americans.
Protect your fellow citizens. Step up. Do the right thing.
President Trump has opposed the idea of requiring masks nationally amid a pandemic that's now led to more than 166,000 American deaths. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters are voicing their opposition with an election many say was rigged to extend the rule of the country's authoritarian leader in Belarus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On the streets of Minsk, and in a show of solidarity with wider protests, large groups of women form long lines of solidarity, carrying flowers and portraits of their loved ones, many detained during protests in the southwestern part of the city. Police there had shot rubber bullets at people chanting and clapping on balconies the night before. Thousands have rallied all across Belarus since Sunday, demanding a recount of the ballot that gave President Alexander Lukashenko a landslide victory with 80% of the votes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New Zealand officials were scrambling to trace the source of an outbreak of the coronavirus, reporting 14 new cases on Thursday, as long lines of people formed to escape a renewed lockdown in the country's biggest city or be tested for the virus. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Earlier this week, New Zealand was the envy of the world with zero cases of the coronavirus for more than 3 months. But now Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has switched gears, tightened restrictions, and renewed a lockdown in the country's biggest city. 2 days ago, the discovery of four infected family members in Auckland shocked the country and raised some criticism of the government's handling of the virus. Then on Thursday, 13 new cases were identified that linked back to the infected family through work or broader family connections. The 14th case was an overseas arrival in quarantine that also tested positive. Ardern said it was a good sign that all the new 13 cases were linked back to the infected family and were being transferred to quarantine too.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. A lot of people filed for first-time unemployment claims last week, but the number is falling from past weeks. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department says new applications for unemployment benefits fell below 1 million for the first time in 5 months, with 963,000 workers seeking jobless aid last week. That was 228,000 fewer people from the previous week. The four-week moving average was also down. It fell to 1.25 million. In all, about 15.5 million people are receiving jobless aid right now, a level unseen since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Last week's decline in claims does suggest layoffs are slowing, though the total still exceeds the pre-pandemic record of just under 700,000. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com.